Hey, it's Carlos. Welcome back. You ever been chased by a dog? You know, you're walking down the street and out of nowhere, this dog just comes out of nowhere and you're like, where is your master? Why aren't you on a leash? Are you gonna bite me? What are you doing? Get away from me. Oh, you're cute. I think I'll pet you. Well, that's what you probably wish would happen with a cute guy, don't you? Because that's what we're talking about today, is how to make him chase you. I'm gonna give you 5 tricks and tips without playing games. Back when you first started dating him, you probably wanted to make him chase you. In fact, that's the natural goal in any relationship. To be fair, there's a little of each person that should be chasing, but it's most important for the man to chase the woman first. I know, I can hear the cries from the audience. Why? I mean, Carlos, we're in the land of equality and female empowerment here. We should just be able to stop doing all these primitive mating rituals and just act like one genderless society, right? Right? Okay, excuse my sarcasm there. Hopefully you smelled what I was cooking up with that. The reality is that attraction is not logical. And if I may be so brave, attraction is not a choice either. You don't get to just pick who you should feel attracted to. We don't get to come up with an inventory, interview a bunch of people, and then pick the person out that we think we want, right? You know, hey, you're a good match. I'll meet you for drinks on Friday and we'll get attracted to each other. That sounds silly, right? So why do we argue with this concept over and over and over again? Well, the good news is that you can influence a man's attraction. In fact, you can downright guide him into falling in love with you, if that's what you want to do. But we'll get back to that in a bit. I had a female friend that used to say to me, I'll get him to chase me until I catch him. That's a great saying. Think about that. You should make your personal mantra what I just said. It's gold. I'll get him to chase me until I catch him. Right now, I want to show you a few of those tricks for getting him to chase you until you can catch him. How to get a man to chase you. Tip number 1, stop chasing him. I know this one should be obvious, but I got to put it out there and I got to put it up front. If you want him to start chasing you, you've got to stop chasing him yourself. Think about it. Do you ever see a chase-chase dynamic anywhere where both partners are chasing each other? Okay, even in dancing, one person's leading and the other person's following. Now, it can be the man or the woman if you want to get into the details about that, if we're going to have a big gender discussion here. But the fact is that one of them still has to lead that dance. Think about it. Did you ever see the Roadrunner? Right? He never chased Wile E. Coyote, did he? No. Did Bugs Bunny ever chase Elmer Fudd? No. He managed to elude him and evade him and then turn it around on him, but he never directly chased him. And there's a ton of other little Warner Brothers cartoon examples that I could come up with here. There's a dynamic that's created by nature, and it's chase or be chased. Now, you can let that flip-flop back and forth a bit, but the overwhelming majority of chasing is his responsibility. If you're chasing him right now, you need to cut that crap out. Chasing is an emotional message. And that emotional message goes a little something like this. I'm chasing you because I find you attractive and valuable. And you have the value that I want to have in my life. I get it though. It's tough to not start chasing him. After all, the first time a man pulls away from you, your first impulse is to panic and pull him back. Oh no, I'm losing him. Your insecurity screams at you and you grab onto him, and of course that's when things get flipped on you. But the women who really understand men know that they can't let themselves fall victim to this panic impulse. If you lack the emotional self-control, you're going to have to find a girlfriend that's going to help talk you down from the ledge when that sort of stuff happens. How to get a man to chase you. Tip number 2, give him competition. I know. You're saying, Carlos, I don't want to play games. Too late, my dear. Love, romance, and relationships are games. They're somewhat complicated, but fun games. The game playing is wrong when you use it to achieve a selfish end, or strictly as a shortcut. But social games serve a purpose, and the people that avoid them, the people that avoid social games, are typically the people that typically don't do well at them. Remember, as a woman, you're the steward of the relationship. You. It's up to you to take the relationship where you want it to go. Take the leadership role in making your relationship or marriage or whatever it is, whatever you want it to be. The guy will usually follow you if you handle him the right way. So believe me when I tell you that it's imperative that your man not think that he's got you all sewn up, all locked up, and basically all his. You need to leave a little doubt and uncertainty in his head. If he's actually the one that's going to get you, right? He's got to have a certain amount of uncertainty that he's the only person that's competing for you along the way. Men thrive on competition. We need it. Let me repeat that again. Men thrive on competition. We need it to help us push ourselves to perform at our very best. Without competition, we are lazy slugs that sit around and binge watch Netflix all day long while we're in our underwear and playing video games at the same time. Okay, so give him a reason to work to win you. The chemicals that get released in his head during competition are what help men lock into obsessing over you. Dopamine, serotonin, adrenaline. These are the love hormones that make him want you. So in short, stop trying to not be single, all right? That's what's killing your game, woman. Men want a woman that's not chasing commitment like a cat chases a laser pointer. Now, I'll tell you a little bit more about how to do that and some secrets of how to do that in a bit. How to get a man to chase you, tip number three, arouse his desire for you. One thing every woman knows is that men are very driven sexually. We are motivated by sex, but not just by sex, mind you. If you want a guy to fall for you and start chasing you, you've got to start up his physical desire for you, right? This one's pretty intuitive. Men don't fall in love intellectually. We fall in love physically, followed by emotionally, followed by logically. Women fall in love emotionally, then physically, then logically. Very interesting, huh? Well, here's just a few ways that you can inspire that desire for you. Number one, if you want to get him aroused, is to wear a killer set of heels. Now, I know this one sounds like a tip that I've ripped straight out of a trashy magazine at the grocery store checkout, but there is some truth here. Men like legs. No, wait, we love legs. And when you wear a great set of heels, your legs look great. There is no denying it. You'll turn not just his head, but every man's head in a block radius. Use it. Number two, find your asset and work it. Every woman has her strong point. It could be her hips, it could be her bust line, it could be her backside, her lips, whatever it is. Whatever yours is, find a way to accentuate it. When you see his eyes go there and you track that, you're gonna know you've hit pay dirt. Number three, give him the tease touch. Make it a point to touch a man in a very certain non-sexual areas of his body. Some of the best ones are the back of the neck, his forearms, the side of his hips. What you do is just give him a gentle touch there, kind of like what I talk about in my programs, and then pull your hand away almost immediately. He only needs to go a long way with his imagination, all right? That's all that it takes from you. Never underestimate the value of sparking his desire for you. But as a warning, don't completely rely on this. I've seen a lot of women work only this angle, the sexual angle, to get a guy aroused. And then they find out that men won't take them seriously as a possible girlfriend. He's looking for more than physical intimacy, all right? And he knows when that's all you have to offer. How to get a man to chase you? Tip number four, raise your standards. Raise your standards instead of lowering them. It's perfectly natural for a woman to want a relationship faster than the guy does. It's part of your nature. That's cool. That's fine. But that doesn't mean that you should obey it. Sometimes nature leads you astray. There's a saying in the business world that works equally well in the dating world. Hire slow, fire fast. Hire slow and fire fast. You need to know as much as you can about a guy in advance. And you got to take lots of time before you make that hiring decision and be willing to fire some of these guys fast. I can't tell you how many women write in to tell me that they're in love with a guy and they want him so badly, even though she knows he's not her soulmate. He's married and they aren't even compatible sometimes, but she still wants him. It happens when you let yourself fall for a man that hasn't proven his value to you yet. Don't be so quick to hire him for the most important position in your life. If you choose poorly, you're just going to find yourself in an attorney's office a few years down the road wondering how it all came to this. You can create a magical romance, but it needs to be with a man who deserves to have you. How to get a man to chase you, tip number five, know how to get inside his head. The secret to getting a man to fall for you and chase you is to know how to make him think about you when you're not there. When you know how to get him to fantasize about you when you're not there, you'll have won 99% of the battle for his heart. Men are simple, but not dumb. Let me say that again. Men are simple, but not dumb. We have a very simple way of thinking, but it's also not intuitive to women, mostly because you just don't think in the same paths that we do. So you have to be willing to suspend your chick logic and realize that men have their own weird form of guy logic. And no, it's not really logical at all, which is why you're probably confused about what men want. The secret is in how to get him to obsess over you. Look, you may have noticed one bit of cliche advice that I did not tell you this whole time. Have an exciting, high quality life that every man wants to be a part of. Well, yeah, you should do that, of course. Duh. But the reality is that if you don't already have a fun, exciting life right now, me telling you that right now will probably not make you change your life completely around. You're not going to go, oh, Carlos, you're right. Absolutely. I'm going to just stop listening to this podcast and go get my life in order. No, you're going to want to do it in parallel, of course. And I will mention nicely that you shouldn't ignore this advice, though. If you're living your life for a relationship, or the next relationship that comes, you're going to find that you're probably chasing your own tail. Take some steps to move yourself in the direction of your happy, even if single, life, if you need to. Don't look to a man or a relationship to complete you. Yeah, as much as I love the movie Jerry Maguire, and I do, that part about you complete me, that's dysfunctional crap. If you're not already complete going into a relationship, you're going to find that your gaps will not stay silent in the background. Your stuff will come up. Now, there are other ways to get a man to see you as his favorite obsession. And the key is to flip the obsession switch in his head. This is something that your mom, your girlfriends, and a lot of those magazines at the grocery store don't know about. In fact, I will bet that 95% of the women and the men in your life don't even know about this. I've created a special report for you to go check it out. I want you to find out how to make a man obsessed. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/obsession letter. That's datingadviceguru.com/obsession letter. All one word, obsession letter. Go read it. That report is going to really open your eyes as to how men think about women, relationships, and what they really want to make you his obsession. I'll be talking to you again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. Live and love with passion.
datingadviceguru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.